Hello.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome.
Welcome to this. To.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay, drag trash.
All of a sudden, I had this idea of, like, we should do an ASMR episode. Like, but.
We should.
Do you want it to be this episode?
I mean, it will pick up like this.
Do you think?
They're very powerful.
So we should just talk like this.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just the ASMR episode. Yeah. All right, I love that idea. So we're just going to, I'm going to try to be very, very soft.
Great, just make sure I can still hear you.
Do you think?
I don't have headphones and I can't hear each other that well.
Oh, do you think I should?
No, don't do that.
So she's about to run, buddy. Hi, everybody.
Welcome to the special ASMR episode of
Drag Trash.
I'm
Jess. And I'm Millie Monroe.
And we're on Millie's back porch today.
And we're outside.
Honestly, the moments where we make our noises and post them as shorts don't get enough attention. I'm looking at all of you. What the fuck?
Well, that's just not what they like.
I guess not.
Oh my god.
They don't get it.
Jesus Christ.
They don't understand.
I just can't believe it.
What?
I don't know.
No.
How are you?
I'm good. I guess we're getting on our voices a little.
I'm sorry. No. I didn't know it was a little bit so hard.
It's tricky.
To just keep going like this.
I know.
I think you just have to talk slowly. That's part of the whole thing, right?
Right.
But my ideas are going about 20,000 times faster.
Catch one. What is it?
Catch it.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
What?
This week, 911 ended.
Oh my god, tell us all about it. I'm gonna have a drink of my Diet Coke.
Well, you know, Athena decided to sell the house. Well, that's the last thing that happened was she decided to sell the house.
Okay, did she decide to sell the house?
Well, the house that Bobby and her were building together, and then he dies, right?
Right, you told me about that.
So she's still upset that, Chimney, like a fireplace chimney.
That's their name.
That's his nickname, that's what everyone calls him.
Hate that.
Chimney. Okay. We don't know why he's called Chimney.
Fine. Wait, are they fire people? Are they fires?
Fire people.
I didn't want to say fire. Because that's sexist.
They're fire people.
Firefighters.
Firefighters.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
Chimney. Got it.
Chimney.
Continue.
So, he was also infected with that virus that killed Bobby.
Right.
But Bobby decided to save him instead. Right. So Athena was mad.
Mad.
Athena was mad. So she was,
She was mad because her boyfriend's dead.
Husband.
Close enough.
Husband.
Husband.
Dead.
Damn.
So she was checking up on a 911 call. She was checking up on a 911 call. Because, you know, that's her job. She's a police officer. And she was at the bottom of she was in the basement of a
well. Lassie.
My brain is moving too fast. She was in a basement of an apartment building, a laundry room. And this big jock guy was yelling at this little nerdy guy, being like, this dude, this is the 10th time this dude stole an underwear from the dryer. And I was like, oh my god, they've been reading my story. But it turns out he was stealing thongs. But he wasn't stealing thongs.
Microfiber thongs.
It was because he was moving the guy's laundry out because it was wet in the laundry for like 2 hours.
This is something people do.
Yeah.
Share laundry
rooms. Correct.
That I don't approve of. Don't touch my shit.
So he was like moving it. Anyways, turns out this guy, we've seen this guy before. I'm Batman.
You do go.
But we've seen him before. He was the cart guy.
Okay.
He was policing people, putting away their carts at the food store.
Got it.
so she leaves.
Okay.
I forgot to tell you, this is a two-parter finale. Okay. And in the first part of the finale, the earthquake, a little earthquake, shook up a water treatment plant and, like, released methane into the water. So, like, the water was catching on fire.
Where's Chimney when you need him?
Oh, I got lightheaded.
This is too difficult. If you're using too much air, I think you are like, yes. Because, yeah, I remember learning this in one class that it's like, that's hard to do whispery stuff because you use a lot more air.
But anyway,
okay.
The water caught on fire.
All of it.
Well, if you used fire around the water, there was methane in the water.
So they can't fight fires either.
So the laundromat.
Correct.
The laundromat. They were metal laundry dryers, okay. Washers.
Okay.
And so the guy like flipped it closed and it sparked and it blew up. And the building like went off like a bomb. And so like Athena was in her car and the building started to and then she was like, call 911. She is 911. So she called into dispatch. She called into dispatch. And she, and she did, yeah. And so she had to go back in for that boy. Oh. No, she had to go back in for that boy.
Got it.
And the mean one, the jock, had like a thing sticking through his heart. And the nice one had to like save him. But as they were moving stuff, they realized that the cart guy had a thing through him the whole time, and he died.
Fuck. That's awful.
But Chimney and Athena had to make nice, because they got trapped in the laundromat with everybody.
Yeah.
So that's
Save
how we...
Save their marriage.
Well, they weren't married.
I thought, who's married?
Bobby.
Got it.
Dead. Bobby's dead.
Dead Bobby.
Chimney is still alive. Although, like, in the first season, he had a rebar through his head. So he had a little scar there for a little bit.
Does anyone ever survive that in real life? Who cares?
We'll never know.
What I do care about.
What?
Did those two fags kiss?
No! They have... I'm sorry. No, they haven't. But they're living together. They're living together.
Roommates?
Yeah, I think right now. I don't know. Buck was looking for a place at the inn, but they never found one, so I don't know.
I can't with the temporary situation.
Temporary relationship.
What was that?
I thought I was knocking over something.
Do you know, honestly, I feel what like happened? I'm about to fall back
Do
over
you?
Here. Yeah.
Do you?
If this thing went...
So I'm sorry you didn't hear. I'm saying that story was about a television show.
Oh, yeah. Do you not want to talk about TV content anymore?
No, I do, because that's what I do.
It's just what we do.
I watch television.
I do, too. Let's talk about Survivor.
Oh, my God, let's get into it. Did you
see
it?
I'm into it now.
Did you watch it?
Of course I did. Because now I'm hooked, okay?
Well, Mary went home last week. Spoilers.
Listen, I loved her. And
she
I also
was chaos.
I don't care. I love that
she... I guess we can talk.
Yeah, I think we're going to just talk now.
Listen. We were being respectful.
For the neighbors. And we thought we'd turn it into a little gimmick.
So we turned
gimmick.
It into a little gimmick.
Yeah,
but I think the gimmick's over.
Yeah, agreed. Mostly because I don't want you to pass out.
I was gonna.
I was gonna.
It's like...
and then I just have to do an episode with you like Weekend in Bernie style.
But did we ever talk about the milk guy going home? Because did we film an episode that week when Milk Guy went home? Maybe we
you
did.
You mean Four Nipples?
Four Nipples.
David.
David.
His name? Girl, the stunt man.
He drinks a gallon of milk a day.
He does. And he got a milk prize in his challenge, and he was like, it was gross.
I love milk.
Okay.
In fact, I almost got chocolate milk at the Mud House today.
Wow.
But they had Mexican Coke instead.
But how would you know it wasn't mud?
Ooh. They told me what kind of chocolate they make it with. Because, you know, most people say Hershey's, but they weren't using Hershey's.
Do you ask?
No, it said it on the menu.
Oh.
Usually it does.
Does it really?
Mm-hmm.
Not much of a chocolate milk connoisseur. Yeah, Mary, chaos. But I was also like, this is exactly how I would behave if I were in her shoes.
You have to.
I was just like, fuck shit up, eat all the coconuts.
Especially when Say was...
When they're all like, we're getting rid of you this
all
week.
All the coconuts. That was so
funny. Because it was
funny.
So clearly going to be her. And that's so right. Shady just to have to stay there and like play out an episode when you know you're going
I'm
home.
I'm eating all the coconuts.
Yeah. Get over it.
Get out of it.
Get out of it.
Get out of it.
And then this week, who was sent home?
Oh.
It was
Shaheen. Who... I love.
They tried to... I liked him as well, but he wasn't my favorite.
No, I just thought he was hot.
The lawyer, Kyle.
Kyle.
And what's her name?
He's
Camilla.
He's such a bad liar. How has he kept it together?
How are they not catching on? Joe did start to, though.
Oh, they... No, not Joe.
Joe.
David did, and they voted David out.
Right. But
he was like,
episode,
why are you pushing
I mean?
Camilla so hard? Oh.
This episode, do you remember when he went to Camilla and he's like, we're lying. And to get Joe out of here.
That was so juicy.
And Joe was like playing daddy.
I hated all of that.
I absolutely agreed with Shaheen. I was like, I don't like being like infantilized.
That.
Yeah.
I was like, no. But I still think he's probably winning.
Well, he was sussing it out. And it was still clever. And he still got like a read on him. But it was just on the wrong person.
Crazy.
He should have been sussing up Kyle.
Kyle.
And then Camilla, I loved it when she finally got to talk to Joe. She's like, all right, my turn to lie.
She was ready.
She was fucking ready. And it was easy.
She should be the lawyer. She made it easy. I was like, I have no worries about Camilla. It's Kyle.
Kyle is like looking everywhere and like, oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Kind of like over-explaining and shit. And I'm just like, it is
obvious. Obvious that he's lying. It's awful.
It is. And but you know what? He's making it far, though.
He is.
This is what? Almost top four? I know. There's little buggies around. Get her,
Jay. it was great.
It was
season
good.
Finale last
I was
week.
Like,
next week,
this
right?
is the Emmy episode. The
oh
one that
my
we just watched.
God, yes.
Because the scheming, it was peak. Season finale next week. Who do you think it's gonna be?
I really want it to be Camilla.
Really?
Yes.
I really want it to be Joe. I know he's the obvious wholesome whatever, but
I think it's time for our hero to win again.
I don't know any like previous seasons.
Well,
I just think
they would consider him a hero.
Yeah, and they don't typically, like, usually the schemers win.
Well, I wouldn't say all the time, but it seems like yes.
Yeah. It's a schemey game.
You have to.
And, like, bless her heart, who was the firefighter woman?
Chrissy.
Just fucking showing all of her cards, and she's like, well,
she was a mess.
We have to be schemey on this show, right? Like, during tribal, and she's like, might have ran my mouth, and then she's like trying
to
cover
her
ass afterwards.
That was wild.
Like, it is too late for you, girl.
That was wild.
And she knew it.
That was wild.
She sent herself home.
They said goodbye.
Yeah. Honestly.
Too early.
It would be fun if Camilla won. It would be fun if, who's Joe's sidekick?
Eva.
It would be fun if she won.
I don't think she
deserves
it.
She's a little too wholesome.
I don't want her
to
have that $1 million.
She's won a bunch of challenges.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her.
We need to talk about a more important show.
What?
The
Amazing
one that comes
Race.
After that.
The Amazing Race.
I am more obsessed with than Survivor.
It really got my goose this year. Got all of our gooses.
Let's get the good out of the way.
Yes.
There are two competitors that are absolutely worth watching your time. Two gay boys. And I don't remember their names.
You're talking about Green Team?
Yeah.
Scott would know.
Yeah. They're just having fun.
They're living
like,
it like
a
real D&D
world.
Challenge.
Yes.
Like they're living their lives.
They know how to be in stressful situations around each other and not get overwhelmed, which like literally nobody else can do.
Although I will say the brother and sister team, I really like them because they get really mad at each other.
And then they're we're fine. As
you
do.
You have to do that.
And they're
I like them a lot.
I like them a lot, too. They've grown on me, for sure.
Yeah, because I wasn't sure of them at first.
No, I was like, they're going to implode. Let's talk about the beef in the room, though.
There's a little thing called the Maroon Team.
Jonathan and Anna.
You know their names.
Emblazoned.
He...
is beyond.
Is an abuser.
Yeah. And we're watching, like, abuse, like... mental abuse happen on television.
It's wildest. Scott has a theory.
I just got goosebumps. Like, it's hard to watch.
It's because he is terrible.
Oh my God.
And she just literally puts up with it. And, well, it turns out she and he believe it's autism. She came out and said that my husband is autistic.
Correct.
And we know how to work through it. And I'll say, yeah, girl, you do know how to work through it. Because he beats you down into a submissive position.
That's all it
until you say, you're right, it's my fault.
And I hate to say it's not more nuanced. Like, I would it's love not. To say it was more nuanced
It's
than
written
that.
On the TV.
Like, and here's the thing that really showed it this week.
Yes.
Was, like, there was a lot of more beef between them this week. And I think because they're getting so close to the end.
Yes.
They're just not editing out as much. They're just showing
you
what
they
do
all the
time.
They have so much time to fill. And also, Scott thinks that the moment when she came back, when she came back after writing the thing.
Yes.
Scott thinks that they had to film that twice. Because I think Scott thinks
that... He
was too nasty to her.
Girl, it's like, if you're not watching it, it was literally like, well, you lost that for us. Well, we're losing because of you. And it's like, don't talk to me. He'll like shush her and be like, not right now, you're annoying me.
The one time they did good, he was like, yeah, we did well because we both did our own thing.
Right, but we're still second place, so it's not good enough. I mean, like, he's got issues of his own, but he is taking them all out on her.
He gaslights her. He just is, it's wild.
Like, I was trying to get my roommate into it, and at first he was like, this is fun, like, I love it. And then after two episodes of watching them, he's like, I can't anymore. It's just too much.
And they got far.
They got fucking... It's like, infuriating. Because I haven't seen the finale yet. You have.
You haven't seen the finale?
No, I've only seen the first part of the finale.
Have I spoiled it for you?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I haven't heard anything that spoiled it
yet. Well, great.
Spoiler, though, for the second to last episode.
Yes.
They haven't gone home yet. Or at least, like, there's a cliffhanger.
Right, because you don't know what happens.
No. Like, we didn't get to see the very end of the challenge yet, or I haven't got to.
So you haven't seen the thing that I'm talking about yet.
Don't tell me. I was like, I felt bad. But that whole episode, because they were behind the whole episode big time. And I was like, this is it. They're fucking going home. It's happening. I was just like, I just need this breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
And it's still cliffhanger because they're going to like...
And then they broke that tile.
And then they broke that tile right before
the... And you don't know what happens.
Don't know what happens. But you don't do
but
you,
don't,
Leah.
But you don't know, Leah.
Yeah, I'm excited to find out. Because I'm sorry. I hope they go home so that woman can divorce him.
Apparently she didn't.
And I don't... Oh, right, because they're like doing press and stuff. We're talking about it. $1 million ain't going to fix that.
Speaking of press.
Yeah.
RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars. I am loving this WWE format that they've got going.
I like it.
And I think this is how you keep a show going year long, is you just keep bringing back queens and doing just lip syncs. Because you know what? We're going to watch it.
We're going to watch it. And there's enough of them out there to keep it going.
And I really love when you bring back the older queens from previous seasons. Because I think it's important to see how drag queens age into the industry.
Correct.
How people keep it up.
And how hard it is to be on that show if you are not, like, current.
Correct.
The only person I can think of who's really competed is Chanel. Yes. As, like, an older, like, early season queen. And that was last All-Stars.
Right.
Every single other
and
one.
And even she was always, like, but she hers is more of a confidence problem.
Totally.
But maybe this girl's is too. Phoenix.
What is Phoenix? She's having a little bit of a hard time.
Yeah.
It's getting in her head.
Think these other girls, do you think it's just because, I don't know. What do you think that is? What is it that
they're
you think
young.
About the younger girls are more,
maybe
less self-conscious than the older girls?
There's that. I think there's also, like, I don't know if there's, like, kind of being up on drag or coming up in the RuPaul's Drag Race world.
It's less of a stigma, maybe, or something?
Or it's like, you're doing different... It's kind of like, even though we would never, we think about ways, like, we would do this challenge, blah, blah, blah.
Sure, yes.
Like, they all started before that, so they've kind of had their, like, game and whatever they're doing going. They don't have to adapt it to the show or whatever.
Right,
where I feel like the younger queens, it's like, it's both and. Where they're like, I do something that I could do on this show, or I thought about how I could do it on this show.
Yeah.
So it's already incorporated into the drag that they do.
I like that. That's good. Yes.
And, like, maybe just kind of being up on what's new. Not that they aren't, but it's like, it's maybe a little more accessible. I don't know. That's my theory.
How do you feel about Glasses Girl?
Glasses Girl.
Ooh, making a glass of water.
Irene the Alien.
Couldn't think of her name. That's why I couldn't.
Huge surprise.
Yeah.
Love her.
Her talking head moment, she's wild.
Funny.
She reminds me of
somebody. Well, she's like a little confident, but yeah.
She reminds me of somebody, but I can't figure out who she reminds me of.
I think she's a fucking great competitor, though.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad that we've got to see more of her because, yes. like, I think she's won both weeks this so far.
Wow.
She was in top two both times.
I think you're right. She was.
She's got great looks. She's funny. She's done well in the challenges. Like,
yeah.
I'm excited to see more.
You know who I'm excited for?
Who?
Tina Burner.
Oof. Me too.
Me too.
Yeah, me too, girl. Oh, falling in love with Aja, though. She is just like...
Two Pokemon looks, though, in the first episode.
Fuck it up.
She's
come into herself so much and just so lovely to watch.
So endearing.
Yes.
I just really enjoy her.
Yes.
Yeah, really do enjoy Aja. Okay. When they're in the workroom, though, and they're getting a little catty with her and Irene, they're getting a little... I was like, okay, it's a little too much for me. That would make me uncomfortable.
I feel like, I mean, it's like drama light for Aja, you know what I mean? So she can just kind of float in and out of it and just be unbothered. Yeah.
But, like, for me, I would be very uncomfortable.
Well, you know who's getting pressed is Olivia. And it was funny because
she is a bitch, and she finally goes, "I am a bitch," and she's like, "I'm gonna be a bitch."
And she know what she is.
Absolutely.
The moment she came back and she's like, "This is who I am," I'm like, "I see it now." And you were all sweet before, and it was kind of a facade. But they have these alliances and stuff already.
Yeah, I like that.
I do too. And Aja is like, I know she's in my house or whatever, and I know we Vogue together, or I know we do balls together, but she's like, "This bitch is good," to Irene, and she's like, I'll have something side with you.
I like her. I respect that.
I do too. Whatever.
Because loyalty.
Just fucking float above it all and like play the game and have fun. I think that's what Aja's here for.
Otherwise, you get people like Trump in the White House.
A T. That's exactly how that happens. Yeah.
Am I wrong? No.
No, you're not.
Never. Sometimes.
Who else is in this leg? Bosco.
Oh, Bosco tearing it up.
The tightest body I've ever seen in my whole life.
Best boobs in the world.
Best
Isn't that
boobs
what she
in
says?
The world.
Isn't that what she says?
I think so. And I don't disagree.
When
that
she was...
opener look, the tie that comes up the back of the butt, and the fucking... like, and the flat top giant
there, when they were just there, I was just like, they defy gravity a little bit.
Fully. Alphaba.
You might not know this. Where do they get that extra skin from?
I don't know. Do you think it can stretch out pretty easily?
No. Oh.
I don't want to think about it. Ask a question I don't want an answer to.
No.
You don't want to talk about boobs.
Never.
She looks incredible. And I think is the talking head moment of the season so far. She's saying everything. She's so funny. Like, I enjoy it.
Can I tell you something else?
No. Yes.
I've lost it.
Oh, no.
No, I've lost it. It's
wow.
gone forever.
I really shot that down, didn't I?
It was good,
I'm
too.
I'm sorry.
It was so good.
We were talking about Bosco, talking head moments. She's so funny. Gone. God. Who else is in this leg? I feel like this is low. Is this too low?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's a little low.
You didn't do anything. You didn't change it.
I am. I can feel it.
Very subtle.
I think that's better.
What was I going to say?
I'm sorry. I know. I tried to make a
joke. No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Who else is in this leg? So it's Phoenix, Aja, Olivia, Irene, Bosco, and who's the sixth girl?
Who's under the radar? Who are we thinking of?
I really can't think of it. The format, if you're not familiar, is like there's 18 queens. I'm going to just vamp until I think of it. There's 18 queens, and they're doing... three sets of eight. No, that's wrong. Three sets of six.
Yeah.
And they each get, the six get three episodes, and there's a top two from those, and then they go on to do another competition.
That's so exciting.
That is exciting because
exciting.
Like you
and lots of episodes.
Lots of episodes. You get that thing where we like from them sticking around a lot because nobody's been eliminated yet in the first two episodes.
Correct.
They won't be until the third.
Right.
And so you still get like a lot of screen time for everybody.
Correct.
the challenges are a little funky. You know? That hair band challenge, that was bad, y'all. That was bad. And, like, some of the girls got it.
Yeah.
But it was, like, a bad song, I thought.
It wasn't great.
It wasn't great.
I didn't buy it.
I didn't buy it either.
I bang it usually.
Yeah. I mean, I never buy it, but I didn't buy it, like, as, like, wholesale. You know what I mean?
I have.
They wash.
It's from the ASMR moment.
Oh, did you like that?
Did y'all like that?
But no, I'm excited to see Ginger. Always.
That video you sent me was so good.
Oh, girl, she's killing it. I mean, okay, she was not a look queen in her first season, and then no. When she came back for All Stars, it was almost worse. Don't know
well,
what that
was.
Well,
it was the shivers, and then it just turned into something a little bit more.
Heart attack.
Coma.
And... but... she came back this time prepared. She hired somebody something. And her
Glamour Toad.
Actually this time though. Yeah. And her press looks for like promoting for like a week in New York, which they always do every year. Gorgeous. That's the video I sent to you.
That was
they
the
were
video.
All great. She does was that rain? Couldn't be. Oh, hope it wasn't bird shit. She
just bitten.
Oh, probably so. I don't care about that. She did, like, an Anne Hathaway at the Met, like, redo of her look or drag version
yes,
of that.
Yes, yes.
Great.
Yes. Oh.
She's great. Can't wait to see her.
Can't wait to see her. I just love people doing what they do.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Celebrating that.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we did go out and drag a couple weeks ago.
Oh, that's right.
And saw some queens doing the do.
Oh, my God. We got to see the girls.
We got to see the girls. In fact, here they are.
Here they are. Ooh. Well, just one of them. I think we only took a picture with Chloe.
How could we?
How could we?
Well, we wanted to introduce ourselves.
Correct.
You talk.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to talk.
No, you talk.
Oh, okay, okay.
I feel like I told that whole 911 story.
You're exhausted. Still lightheaded. Yeah, we went out to Drag Camp, which is their monthly show at Handlebar. And Chloe was hosting. Chloe Curiosity. Hey, girl. And, who else was there? Fabrielle, I think.
I don't know anybody's names.
And I couldn't remember the others. Shoot, I'm sorry. That's always me, and this is why you wanted me to talk. And then,
I'll take it over.
Just gonna get
oh,
mad at
we saw like
names.
Four or five different queens doing
they
a few numbers. Oh my God, the Elsa was great.
Yeah.
The Miyazaki character.
Yes, I think Fabrielle did that. Yeah.
Can I tell you, I am not a clowns in the audience type person. You stay on stage and I'll stay in my seat. Well, at a drag show, the clowns are in the
They're
audience.
They're coming to you.
And I'll tell you, they really made you feel special when they were taking your dollar. Now, it's been a long time since I've been to that kind of drag show.
They're profesh.
It was very lovely and they made you feel very special.
Yeah.
It
was Earth Day themed too, which was cute.
Yeah, we did not go in theme.
No, we didn't know.
We didn't know.
No.
But we did get a shout out.
I was literally wearing like fur and like a shirt with like a Rottweiler on it. I could not have looked more like held
trash.
Dog. Yeah.
Trashy cheerleader.
Yeah. It was Earth Day themed. And Chloe did something really sweet, which is she shouted us out and had us come up and introduce our show in front of the bar, which was like really sweet. And I blacked out. I was so nervous and like did not expect it.
I was drunk.
I was just like,
it was fun.
It was fun. It was such a sweet thing to do. And like, God, they're just great.
Like we have some dolls in the audience. Yeah. It was very nice. Ugh,
so sweet. So sweet. Nice. So can't wait to see them again.
I loved going out. The few times that we've been out in drag, loved it.
So much fun.
It's been very fun.
And I know that like, you've been nervous about that. I've been nervous about it in the past too. And it just kind of alleviates that fear.
So
like,
far.
There's a good community here. And it's like, it's really fun.
So far.
So far. We'll see another truck leaner. Who knows? Yeah. What else have we been doing lately? It's been a while since we've talked. It's been a while since we've been on your screens.
But you know what's happening.
I thought I was going down, girl, when you did that.
Put up the mannequin tomorrow morning.
The mannequin
can you believe
challenge?
It?
I can't.
The mannequin's going up tomorrow morning. Wow. We should like maybe take some video of it.
That's a good idea.
So you can kind of see it.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, that goes up tomorrow morning.
I think it's another winner. Oh, it looks so good. I can't wait for y'all to see it. It's a really good design.
I just
do you want to drop some hints?
Well, what's really funny is last week on RuPaul's Drag Race, Jennifer Massage Your Engines. No, on All Stars, she literally, okay, so last year I made a dress and Miss Ariana Grande basically took the design and, no, she didn't, but like she wore a dress that looked very similar to the Oscars.
Correct.
And so I was like, oh, well, this year I'm gonna take something that she wore and kind of do my own thing with it. So I did the Schiaparelli dress. Mm-hmm. And
the one that she wore at the, like, in the ceremony,
the red one with the shoe on the back.
Yeah.
And so, anyways, it's got that same shape, but overall, it's not really the same thing. Mm-hmm. I used a lot of Pokemon cards, and so when Michelle Visage was like, "I never thought I'd say Pokemon and Schiaparelli in the same sentence," I was like, "Girls, been here since the dawn of time.
Girls, get on my wavelength.
Get on. It just makes me mad."
Got there first, but nobody knew.
Well, you do.
You do.
And for that, you get 4 points. Four big points. Four.
That's a lot.
Take away one. If you're still watching.
Wow.
If you didn't continue watching, though, you still got it.
You might still have four.
That's
how that works. Oh, God. Well.
Yeah.
So we're going to go watch the third episode of All Stars.
Blew it in my nose.
Did it really? Gross. Are you okay? Do you want me to look in there?
No, I think it flew out. You'll see it.
Oh my God. Can't wait for that. Yeah, we're attracting because of the lights now, I realized.
Oh my God.
We're going to go watch Drag Race.
Drag Race.
And then hopefully, I mean, if y'all are down, I can watch it later, but what? I would love to watch the finale of Amazing Race.
Watch television. It's good for you.
Watch our show, too.
It's better for you. Like vitamin C.
YouTube dump. YouTube garbage dump.
Secretly, we're avocados and dump.
Avocado paste. Gay or trans.
You'll never know.
You'll never know.
The birds are swooping.
Oh, we gotta go. Have a great week. Be nice to yourself.
Be nice to yourself. Remember, if at first you don't succeed, never do it again.
Correct. Move on.
Move on. Let them. Have you heard of that? The let them theory?
No, go
that
off.
That bullshit.
Take your time.
She's just like, people are like, you know, oh, let them.
Oh, okay. Like a little live and let live.
Yeah.
I hear that.
But she like wrote a whole book.
Who?
Mel Robbins.
I like her.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, this book is trash.